When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene and Speaker Johnson and the push to potentially vacate him from the speakership and how that may be changing. There may be an altering dynamic there that's worth going over, because it certainly appears that, well, Marjorie Taylor Greene just blinked. Maybe she had a space laser in her eye or something. But she had a two-hour meeting with Johnson. Not something that would typically occur if you were planning on, you know, trying to get him fired, which is what she had said very, very recently. But coming out when talking to reporters, she said, "I have been patient, I have been diligent, I have been steady, and I have been focused on the facts. And none of that has changed." Goes on to say, "I just had a long discussion with the speaker in his office about ways to move forward for a Republican-controlled House of Representatives. We're talking to him again tomorrow based on our discussion today." Move forward? Sounds like the speaker would still be the speaker. Weird, because, again, it wasn't that long ago, just a few days, that she basically vowed to bring the motion to the floor to get rid of it. So, dynamics have changed. I feel as though this is a clear sign that Johnson has the leash on the Twitter faction. And given the fact that it certainly appears that Johnson got an invitation to one of Trump's little things and she didn't, he might have outmaneuvered him again, might have outmaneuvered Trump again. I feel like Johnson is definitely well positioned, and he has been making moves for quite some time to get him to where he is at. He's also indicated that if they maintain the majority with the next Congress, there will be some rule changes. And it certainly seems as though the ability to oust a speaker so easily will no longer be present. Now, there wasn't a clear statement from Greene that she wasn't going to continue with her motion. But if they're having another meeting, it certainly appears that she's trying to make a deal. Because at this point, she can't win. So it's not a good move to go forward. She has now seen enough of trying to force votes and stuff like that, and watching them fail, to realize that that doesn't actually get you anywhere. It removes your political capital. So this, let's just say, disagreement within the Republican Party might finally be coming to a close, at least for the time being. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.